Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You are listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Ammar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us tons of blessings, not one, two, three, tons of. And if in fact we want to count his blessings, we are not able to count all of his blessings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has multiple thousands and thousands and thousands, or we can say like he has given us millions of blessings if we count all of the small ones and big ones. Well, there's a law in Islamic, according to Islamic values, according to Quranic values, that if you are blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in something or of something, you have to share your blessing with others as well. And this is the code of success. Always mention that. This is the code of success. There's a beautiful hadith where Allah says, if you look at a stingy person who is saving a lot, saving on saving, saving on saving, in fact, he's trying to escape from poverty, but because of not giving or not sharing his blessings with others, he's approaching to poverty, basically. So he's moving towards, against his will. But his intention is, by his saving, that he wants to save more and more to become more wealthy. But this saving is not going to make him wealthy if he shares his blessings with others. Then in that case, he's going to be blessed, or he's going to be a wealthy person. He's going to escape from poverty. Same thing here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this healthy body, this healthy spirit, and this beautiful hadith from Imam Ali salamullah alayhi, he says, وَلِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ زَكَاتٌ وَزَكَاتُ الْبَدَنِ الصِّيَامِ. For everything, for every blessing, there's a zakat, there's an alms for that. So if you have healthy body, or if you want to stay healthy, if you want to remain healthy, you better fast. Fast means, basically, in the old times, people used to think fasting is kind of tough, it's kind of painful, it's kind of trouble. But in modern days, when we know more about the body through science or through scientific eyes, now we know fasting is a blessing for body. When we give a chance to the body, and we stop eating, body gets some rest. Scientifically, it's proven now, when you are fasting, your healthy cells start eating your bad cells, your sick cells. The cells are sick. The cells are going to, maybe in future, going to create cancer. One of the best cure for cancer is fasting. Unbelievable, incredibly. So, لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ زَكَاتْ وَزَكَاتُ الْبَدَنِ الصِّيَامِ. Imam Ali says, if you want to share blessings of your healthy body, your health, you have to fast. Fasting is a way of sharing your blessing with your spirit, with your body. So if you want to keep yourself healthy, you better fast at least 3 days in a month, which is highly recommended and offered by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But in general, 30 days at least in the month of Ramadan, you have to fast. And that fasting, the obligatory fasting, the wajib fasting, and 3 days of fasting every month is good for your health. لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ زَكَاتْ وَزَكَاتُ الْبَدَنِ الصِّيَامِ. Your body's zakat, alms is fasting. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Ammar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
صل على محمد و
وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.